Off the Top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding.
All right.
Ron, if I had a little more coffee in me, I would sing Ron United, our favorite song, when we get back together here when we've been apart. I can't see you. The camera that I'm looking at is right where your face is, so I literally cannot see you.
That's an improvement for you, I can tell you, when you don't have to look at my hideous face. How are you? It's been 17 days since we've sat across from each other. I missed you, man. I don't mind telling you. I missed you. It's never as much fun without you. I'm glad you're back. I hope you had a great, relaxing vacation last week.
I did, Ron, and it's great to be back with you. I also had a couple of incidents that I think we might want to speak of off the top.
Incidents?
I was...
No one beat you up, did they?
Well, I was nearly arrested, and I also had scalding hot coffee poured on me. Which of those stories?
Poured on you, not spilled on you. There's a big difference.
Well, spilled, yes.
Ah, okay.
I mean,
spilled
poor,
is different. Poured is somebody trying to really hurt you.
Well, that's questionable. Which
this
one of those
accident.
Stories would you like me to delve into first?
How were you almost arrested?
Well, ironically, after driving something like at least 800 miles, I went from a softball tournament last Sunday out in Greensburg all the way to Cape May. Then Saturday morning, I went from Cape May out to Riverhead, Long Island, Ron, near where I was born. And we all gathered around because we lost our Aunt Viv recently. So we gathered around the cemetery there, around the gravesite. And that's like way out in the middle of it. It's the end of Long Island. So I drove from there, got caught in New York City traffic right at the George Washington
Ooh.
Bridge in the middle of a 95 degree day. On Saturday at about 4 o'clock.
This is just 2 days ago.
Yes, but I was very calm because I had nowhere really to go. I was going to see how far I could get to come back to Pittsburgh. Then.
Now, are you by yourself or with the family?
Yes, I'm by myself at this point. Then I'm at right around, you remember, Secaucus, New Jersey from many a game.
Huh? Spent a few days in Secaucus.
So I was right around there with the city to my left, ready to just fly out on 78 West. And what happens? Coming through a toll booth, a guy cuts me off.
Uh-oh.
So I almost get in an accident, number one. Number two, he veers me on to 78 East, so I get caught in the same traffic coming back that I was just in. And then I unleashed every swear word known to man with spittle coming out and filling my windshield. So that was ugly. But I eventually...
Well, the guy had already... I mean, you were cursing at yourself, basically.
I was cursing him.
Yeah, but could he see you?
No, he was gone.
That's
on 78 West, he was gone.
So you were basically cursing to yourself at him.
Right.
Okay.
And then...
So how does this lead to an almost arrest?
Well, no. I don't know where that was leading. Ironically, I drove between 800 and 1,000 miles over the course of my vacation. I won't say if some of it was slightly above the speed limit. I really wasn't paying attention. And then I get back to Pittsburgh yesterday... And I get pulled over. It was unbelievable, Ron. Allegedly, yeah. But I got off with a warning because it's a neighborhood where they're really trying to crack down, which I completely understood and was given a warning.
No, you got off because you're Joe Starkey legend.
I mean, I told the guy I know, Ron Cook.
Yeah, that would have been. They'd have doubled the fine.
I'd be in jail.
They'd have doubled the fine for that. They let you off.
I would have been in jail for life.
You're a public celebrity.
No. The guy, he gave no indication that he recognized my name. None. He was a very nice man, like the car that I'm driving right now.
Well, how fast did he say you were going?
Like around 40 and a 25. I didn't think it was that bad, personally. And when I saw him, I slowed the blank down. I can tell you that. But
you know
but he
what?
Caught
They're
me
tougher
before
on
that.
25s. And I go through a little place like when I'm going to Swickley. I forget what it's called. And if you go 26, I think they'll stop you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those 25s. You better be 25. I'm glad you escaped it without a ticket. All right, now let's get to the coffee story.
Well, the coffee story was Friday morning at a place called Beach Plum Farm outside of Cape May. Great breakfast. They grow their own breakfast, basically, Ron. The chickens are there, so they provide the eggs.
Fresh
right?
Eggs.
Very convenient. And the chickens provide as well. Bacon, the pigs are on campus there and eventually provide the bacon. So we're the first people there at 8 a.m. which is important to the story because the coffee would be especially hot since it's freshly brewed. So you know how you go to the counter, they basically have an iPad there, right? They turn it toward you, you sign it with your finger and turn it back toward them,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I get breakfast for myself and my wife. I sign it. I turn it back toward her, and she said, oh, you forgot one thing here. In the meantime, somebody had placed a large coffee right in front of the computer, so she flicked it back to me. The coffee goes on my arm and my stomach and was scalding hot. I never knew. I mean, I know coffee's hot. I get that part of it. That part is pretty much
self. Your arm doesn't look like it's got third-degree burns.
You want to see my stomach?
No, I'd rather not.
A second degree blistered burn on my stomach.
Oh, my God.
Do you see it?
And if it had gone a little lower, it might have hurt a sensitive area.
Well, that would have been a big problem.
Whoa.
Can you believe that?
It was an accident, though.
Of course. Yes. No, absolutely. It was an accident.
You used the word pour. That's a little different than spilled. This was spilled.
I'll grant you that.
This was spilled. That's,
you're correct in that. Who knows, though? Maybe she had observed any type of interaction I had with my wife before that. Maybe it was intentional, but I think it wasn't. But can you believe that? It's like a little blotch of second-degree burn on my stomach. Should I sue?
No.
Do I have a case?
Everybody else would sue, though, in a litigious society.
What was the McDonald's case a couple years ago?
That they served too hot coffee and somebody spilled it on them. I don't know how that ever was resolved.
I think the lady won the case, if I'm not mistaken, Ron.
Maybe you should look into suing. Everybody else doesn't.
I might be off the rest of the week and my life, if that's the case.
I'm glad you survived. You know, my vacation was relatively tame. I only fell into a flower bed. So, you know, by comparison, yours is...
Tell me about that, please.
I told this story last week because you were off. I went to a 4th of July party with some good friends, Steve and Susan Medea. Beautiful farm. They put off these great fireworks spread, catered, wonderful food. It was just a great day. So I'm leaving. I'm in my flip-flops. Now, I want to tell you, I am not intoxicated. I was behaving.
According to who were you not intoxicated?
According to me.
Okay. Just a couple?
Yeah. So I'm leaving, scurrying to leave because there's like 200 people there. And they parked you in a field. Beautiful farm. So I'm scurrying to leave, and I'm coming down some steps. And I'm in my flip-flops, which is not a good thing anyway. And as I'm coming down, I hear a voice say, hey, there's Ron Cook. And I look to the left, and it's my friend Tracy is the bartender at Domenico's. I've known her for 100 years. And I couldn't see her at first, and I look again, and she goes, Ron! And I missed the step. Ended up falling into the flower bed to the right of the steps.
Face first?
No, just didn't even get a scratch. If I'd have landed on cement, I'd have broke something, cut myself. So she immediately, are you okay? I jumped up. I couldn't find my flip-flop. It was, you know, somebody had to help me find it. It was just a wreck. So I'm okay. And she goes, you're okay, right? And she goes, I go, yeah. And she goes, good, because now I can start laughing at you. And she like... So now I went in there last week. She called me Crash. She called me Tumbalina. It was embarrassing.
Tumbalina is very good. Now, were you able to laugh right away?
No. I was embarrassed as hell. Wouldn't you be?
I know.
But I told the story on the air last Monday because I figure if you can't laugh at yourself when everybody else is laughing at you, you got a problem. But I ended up in the flower bed. Like, you know, they say behind over teacups. That was me.
How many people saw it?
It was at the end of the night and people were leaving. I'll bet probably a handful of people saw. But word quickly spread. I got texts that night, the next morning.
Bet.
Are you okay?
I bet you did.
That Steve and Susan Medea will ever invite me back, but I hope
maybe
so.
They'll make you first on the list to invite back.
I've seen them, and they understood. They understood. So, I'm glad we each had a little bit of incidents to talk about. Then I'm glad you had a good time at the beach. The weather was good for you.
Every single day. Went in the waves.
Water warm?
Water was very nice in Cape May this year. I'm trying to think of any other incidents to speak of. Almost had one on the beach, but that one passed very quickly. The waves were great. No sea animals, no jellyfish, no sharks, some dolphins. Contemplated going, not skydiving, what do you call it? Parasailing.
Yeah. Where they lift you up on one.
Yes, almost did it. Would you?
Yeah, I would do that. I don't know what costs, though. That might be prohibitive.
And the big news was that my stepson asked his girlfriend to marry him.
How about that?
That was the big news for the family vacation. That happened Monday night.
Him asking, what did she say? That's
said,
the big news.
I didn't get a chance to step in and give the Beano Cook advice, which he gave to me, right? Three words. Don't do it.
Well, that's a 1-800 number. 1-800, don't do it.
Is that what Beano used to say? Legend.
Because Beano said he was a rich man until he died because he didn't have a car, a wife, or an ex-wife.
Which is a great line. The last time I saw him, he was in full Seattle Seahawks regalia. It was incredible. It was about, I don't know, sometime 10 years after the Super Bowl. I think he was still alive at that point, and I met him at a Subway downtown. He had Seattle Seahawks sweatpants, sweatshirt, a hat that somebody had given him because he said he was one of the only ones to agree with the idea that the officiating was terrible in that Super Bowl. And he was out in Seattle. And somebody gave him free stuff, and so he wore it. But bottom line there, Michael and Abby, a wonderful couple. If ever there was a couple that should be married, it's these two. So we celebrated that.
So your wife is happy about her son.
Oh my God!
Pleased? I mean,
she spent the whole week crying out of joy, though. But it was like,
you know,
she
sometimes with mothers the son, no matter who he ends up with, is never good enough for her baby.
Right, but this one is. This was they were tears of joy, but we would just be doing random things, like, and she would burst into tears.
I have a feeling when your daughter's turn comes around, whoever she's with will not be good enough.
I don't know if she's going to be eligible, Ron. She heads into the convent in about 5 years.
I told mom she's going to spend 20 until she was 50, but she didn't listen to me. So
she's going to be a cloistered nun. It's unbelievable that she wants to do that, but she's going to be.
Listen. Well, I hear you made a comeback on the golf course too.
I did. I'll tell you about that. But we also have lots of stories.
Morikawa have to worry.
How about that, huh? That British Open stunk, Ron. Don't you want the British Open to be about wind and rain and adverse conditions?
Didn't watch a bit of it. Just don't care. Don't care.
That's what I want the British Open to be. I want it to be where I can relate to people struggling horrifically on the golf course.
Windbreakers on, yeah. And blowing. And yeah.
This one, you have a guy, what was he, minus 15?
Yeah.
15 under?
It killed that course.
It's a Jack Johnson display. How about Jim Rutherford leaving the Penguins hamstrung here with Ricola and Jack Johnson? Can we talk about the Penguins coming up?
Absolutely. Got a big week coming. They're going to lose a good player. Already lost a good player.
Let's talk about that. What we thought of the McCann trade, if we would have done the list the way that Ron Hextall did it. And there's lots of side questions here regarding the goaltending. Rob Rossi reporting and Josh Ioi, I think, both reporting that goaltending is the Penguins' top priority this offseason. What do we make of that?
Out there.
A lot of them. Let's talk about all of that coming up here on Cook and Joe.